Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State lawmakers have done their dash for the year. A final flurry this week has capped their final formal session of 2011. The Massachusetts House and Senate won't meet again on Beacon Hill until early January. At that time, they'll pick up some unfinished business, including a bill that seeks to overhaul parole for habitual offenders. But lawmakers did sign off on several major bills at the end of the session, and WBUR's Steve Brown is here in the studio this morning to fill us in. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
First of all, let's start with this bill. Here's a little sound. That, my friends, is the noise of something that's coming to several communities in Massachusetts soon, the sound of a roulette wheel spinning here in the studio, because the legislature passed a bill that wouldn't quit, the casino bill in Massachusetts. It's now on the governor's desk. Steve, tell us what comes next.
That's right, Bob. The roulette wheels will be in 3 resort casinos around Massachusetts because the bill was passed yesterday. It took a while. If you take a look at it, 2008, the bill never got off the launch pad. 2010, they passed a bill, and there was a disagreement between the legislature and the governor. This year, they finally all got on the same page, and they passed the bill just a little bit before 5 o'clock yesterday. Bit of a mini drama yesterday over the funding of a racehorse development fund. That was resolved. That seemed to be the last sticking point, and now it's on to the governor for his signature.
And the governor is expected to sign it soon.
He is. He has 10 days to sign it.
All right, and we should tell our would-be gamblers out there that the number on the BUR wheel this morning was black 13. So let's go on to other issues. What about redistricting? Lawmakers in the House and Senate have approved the new map of 9 congressional districts, but not without a last-minute change and an alternative plan from Republicans.
That's right. Not unexpected, the alternative plan from Republicans. As you would expect, that plan was a little bit more friendly to Republican candidates around the state, but the Democratic-controlled legislature held their ground, and those changes weren't made. There was a lengthy debate yesterday in the Senate. Senator Brian Joyce, who is from Milton, took opposition to the fact that his town of Milton is being split in two. Part of it, town, the western part of Milton, is going to go into the majority-minority district, the district that runs through Boston. It also goes down into Randolph, which is part of Brian Joyce's district, too. He was objecting to that. Those amendments didn't fail. Those stayed in there. That minor change that you mentioned, they basically swapped Easton for Walpole. Easton will go into Barney Frank's district, and Walpole will stay in Steve Lynch's district.
All right. Let's summarize some of the other proposals that made their way through the House and Senate. A major pension overhaul, protecting transgender rights, and one on human trafficking as well.
Yeah, those were the 3 big ones that really kind of got overshadowed by casinos the past couple of days. The transgender rights bill extends protections against discrimination to transgendered people. They've been working for about 3 years to get that through. Pension reform is expected to save $5 to $6 billion over the next 30 years. It raises the retirement age for new state employees. And the human trafficking bill toughens penalties against people who, for all intents and purposes, are pimps.
But while they finished human trafficking, they didn't quite finish the major crime overhaul that they've been working on, House and Senate lawmakers.
That's right. The House did work on a habitual offender law last night. This is something that has been in the works for a number of years as well. The Senate passed it last week, and there just wasn't enough time for them to reach an agreement. So the House passed their version of it. There's a conference committee that will be appointed, and they will work on that over the next month. And it is hoped, and Les Gossel, who has been Melissa Gossel's father, has been spearheading this for a number of years, is very optimistic. He told me last night that this conference committee will reach a good agreement soon after the first of the year, and he expects that to be on the governor's desk.
WBUR, Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.